There's snow all around as the Broncos wrapped up their preparations, but it'll be gone by Sunday. Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from a Dove Valley that is, well, still snow-covered, as you can see all around me. But it'll all be gone by Sunday. Conditions will be mild and perfect for football when the undefeated Indianapolis Colts come to town. And they're arguably the Broncos' toughest challenge so far this season. Given the team's recent history and their place in the AFC race, this is a big game.
Anytime you play an undefeated team, it's always a bigger game. You know, they undefeated, and we want to be, you know, where they at. So we got to make sure we try to give them an L, you know, just like when Baltimore came here. That was the biggest game of the season. Now, this is the big game of the season. Every week it's a bigger game, and we know ultimately, you know, the coach going to be there during playoff time. So we just want to go in there and make a good statement.
I was telling these guys, you know, for me, I love a game like this because it doesn't get any bigger than a game like this. I was saying it reminds me of back in college, whenever, you know, Florida State getting ready to play Florida or Miami. It's a big game. It's going to be magnified. People are going to be talking about it. And, you know, I mean, if you're not ready for this game, I don't know what type of game you get ready for. You know, I look at this game. It's big. You know, it's big. You know, try to go out and play the best football I can.
But it's vital to not place too much importance on this sole contest.
Week 8. Exactly what it is, and you can't rush the season. You got to go one at a time, and so that's what we're going to do, one at a time, and they're next on the schedule, so we got to go ahead and try to take care of business.
To be honest with you, we take every game the same. I mean, I understand the aspect of far as the records and everything, but we try to take every game the same. We don't try to set no team back to what it is and what it is. And once you get on the field, everybody's 0-0. You got to go out there and play ball.
It's a 16-round fight. I think every game's important.
The Colts have won their games in a familiar fashion through some timely big plays and an offense that has kept opponents flustered. But their run game has worked too, even without Edgerrin James, who left in the offseason for the Arizona Cardinals.
Dungy's influence is really starting to assert itself, and there's times where they struggle. Well, they'll go, you know, 7-8 straight runs, and you would never see that before. And I think they're much more patient in terms of that. And I think Adai is really stepping to the forefront.
Adai back there and Rose back there, they seem to be getting together. But early on in the season, I guess they were having a little difficulty with the running plays and not getting the creases where they need to be. But, I mean, they're doing a tremendous job, man, so it don't look like there's a let off at all.
Dominic Rhodes has done a nice job, but I think Adai is really a talented back. And you've seen the last couple weeks him become more involved, and I would look for that to continue. And he's a big-time back. And that's the challenge they present. They spread you out, they run it, they can do everything effectively. So we got to, as always, stop the run to be effective.
Still, you can expect a game of varying tempos. On one side, the Colts have been their usual frenetic selves, with Peyton Manning directing the pace.
He keeps you from substituting. It's pretty easy, you know. He just hurries things up if you want to substitute, and he keeps the defense from going on the field. So. He's a very sharp guy. He works at it. You can tell that he's got to work at it more than most, because for him to grasp the intricacies of defenses, you've got to work at it all the time. And yeah, he's done that very consistently.
Meanwhile, the Broncos will likely look to steady the tempo with AFC's leading rusher, Taysom Hill.
The longer our offense can stay on the field would be the better for our defense, because we know our defense is going to come ready to play, and, you know, if we can keep the ball out of their hands, I think it'll work well in our favor.
The Colts' no huddle is difficult to defend, but it can be countered, and the fans can have a lot to do with it.
I think you counteract that by not huddling yourself, and there are things, so we certainly are aware of it, and we're practicing it, and like the other thing, you urge your fans to make it real hard for them to communicate, you know. People ask me all the time, can we really make a difference? And absolutely, in particular this game, because the whole game's called at the line of scrimmage, and it's hard to communicate if they can't hear. And so if there's ever a game that the fans can help, this is the one.
Good parting words, and with that, we're done. Until after the game, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.